Now, one more thing before you go, and I think this is another wisdom Wednesday item here. And this has to do with, and I spent a little time this morning talking about the just because something is legal does not make it ethical. And this is where I think that people like you and I and Nino Vitale and other lay people have the duty and the responsibility number one, lead by example as best as you are able through grace. And number two, to lead loudly by example. People have to have it explained to them, and they need to have it explained over and over and over until it becomes habitual, that there is an ethical way to conduct yourself in your business affairs. And we're not conducting, for the most part, ourselves ethically in our business affairs. And that's because the only way you can get the ethical injected into your business affairs is to inject the forbidden fruit of religion, and certainly our religion, the religion. And if you're not willing to do that, well, then you're a failure, and you're failing.
Yeah. Well, I would go you one step more, and I think you mean this when you say in your professional life. I mean, it's in your personal life. It's in your life. Let's just put it in the simplest of terms. You have to have an integrated philosophy by which you live your life. And then whenever a challenge comes up, and they will come up daily, they will come up multiple times a day, of whether I should do A or B, and B is the one where you're compromising that integral philosophy, and A is the one where you're standing up for it. If you choose B, you're failing, and it may be a sin, it may just be a vice, it may be any number of failings, it's just a defect of some sort, but you've got to acknowledge that defect and say, no, I got to correct that. And so I think you're making a point earlier about the level of the federal government spending, and the problem is that too many people are willing to accept that money.
That's right.
as their income. And yet they sit there and say they're conservative, they complain about taxation, they complain about the regulations, they complain. And you go, wait a second, wait, whoa, 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 whoa. Integrated philosophy means you quit your job. Why? Because you're part of the problem, whether you want to say that or not. And I know this is offensive. Look, I offended a guy the other day, or at least I think I quasi-offended him, because he says, yeah, I'm a government contractor, you know. And I'm like, oh, look, I don't hate you for it. I'm just saying that the integrated philosophy is we want to turn this around, is we all have to say, I'm going to stop doing this. Now, I have the same problem in my business. So, like, I live with one where I go, wait a second, am I creating materialists by telling them to save for retirement because I'm a financial advisor, you know? And regularly I go, well, maybe I am. Maybe I need to quit. And I assuage my conscience by saying, well, at least I'm telling them about materialism while I'm doing this and trying to ward them off and trying to make them produce more self-sufficient families. So I'm telling myself that I'm actually, you know, making a difference by degree, but I don't know if I am or not. So I'm not immune to this thing. We all, though, have to go deep. We got to go deep into this thing and say, you know what? I could help by shaving things out of my life that don't belong there, whether it be, like, again, sin, vices, defects, just regular failings. But you have to have a philosophy by which you're making those determinations. And I don't know any other way than philosophia perennis. I don't know how else to do it besides you do the natural philosophy, the scholastic wisdom of the ages, and then you add, these two things together, Christianity as your moral guide, your theological understanding. And if you don't have those two things, you will just be part of the problem.